Good morning, everyone. It's Jennifer Lamprey with the I Love My Body Diet radio show, and so excited to be on today. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. We get to take a deep breath in and just keep going. Actually, I just put a bunch of lemon in my hand and just did a huge deep breath of that lemon because lemon really revives me. I don't know about you guys, but I am a huge scenter. I love scents. So this is the deal today. It's been really interesting today, and I will tell you, since we had our live event a couple weeks ago, I was telling Jan that since our live event, I have literally had so many technical difficulties with our computer, which is not that old. It's only like, it's not even 2 years old yet, my brand new phone, and just with all these different wanting to do things online, it's been very interesting. So today, I'm just going to share really quick. When I eat, and I do this all the time, but actually our food is a gift program that we kind of put on hold and are going to be figuring out what to do with. But we created a workbook, Maria and I. It's called Food as a Gift, and in it we talk about how to actually start really seeing our food as a gift. And what we do is we attach values to food. And so today I was eating pancakes with my daughter. She really, my three-year-old really wanted pancakes. I personally don't do very well on pancakes anymore. But I thought, okay, I'll make them. I put bananas, a couple chocolate chips, you know, made them fun, had some yogurt. And I thought, okay, we said a little prayer. And I said, I just stopped for a second and thought, what do I need today? And it was inspiration. That was the word. So we were eating inspiration. And literally, I'm not even kidding you. And this, I'm telling you guys, it works. If you put a word, a value word to your food as you're eating it, there is something that's emitted. That value is emitted as you're chewing. If you really are just allowing that word to process through in that food, the food becomes a carrier. This is my understanding, my belief as I've been watching this. Plus, I've done biofeedback for years. That's been my in my practice. That's what I've done. And in biofeedback, you actually have a carrier, which is water or some sort of light alcohol or something that carries certain frequencies of different, whether it's metals or whether it's box flowers or different frequencies of things that act as if it's the same exact thing. So that's what we're doing. And there's emotions. You have emotions in the that we would have these carriers put emotions in these frequencies of different emotions. So that's what we do with the food as a gift. And it's pretty amazing. So I had some inspiration this morning, and one of them was I all of a sudden was hit with, because this is something that's been on my mind a lot, is what really, really is going on with the desire and need to be skinny in our societies. Like, what is really going on? And of course we've had, and then my computer went black the first time it's done that, and I couldn't even post stuff from my Facebook or my Facebook on my phone, which was interesting too. So my lovely friend Jan, who is also a wonderful facilitator, and actually, how funny, Jan, isn't this interesting that today of all days that you're starting a group, that we're doing this call together? Actually, just hit me.
That is very interesting, isn't it?
I know. And, well, you're starting your group today, and she is absolutely amazing, Jan, and she actually is having to do the back office right now for the Blog Talk Radio, because I couldn't even start or create this episode for us to do this show. So she is amazing and is taking the time to do that, but also I'm just grateful she's going to be on talking about this subject. So basically, we're co-hosts together. We're going to be hanging and talking about this, and we do want discussion around this, but I'm just going to share a little bit first and let you know, just give you some basis of what we're going to be talking about, and really want to hear different opinions, thoughts, and feelings on this. Jan, are there a few people on so far?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. All right, good. So let's see, how do I put it? Okay, so my life has been, food has been a big thing in my life, and weight. Now, I grew up just like typical families in the world of, you know, skinny's better, and you eat certain things, you know, I watched my parents, my dad ate a lot, he had a cute, really fast metabolism, my mom had some things with food as I grew up, but you know, it was already at, like, I remember a very young age worried about my weight. And when I was seventh, eighth grade, I started eating a lot, and I talked about this, I think, on the show Monday, and I gained some weight. But then I started doing some drugs and was able to get down to my weight. That wasn't my intention when I was doing the drugs, but And so really started doing the gym at 16. I started playing tennis crazy, started doing exercise like 6 hours a day from about 18, 19 to about 22. I was pretty obsessed with exercise. But again, I was trying to get really good at tennis. I would eat very specifically. I ate a lot at certain times, but it was specific foods. And so my life, and then I went into health and nutrition, and I was detoxing, and I was figuring out this diet and that diet. I was always doing something, always. You got to go in the other room, baby girl. Always doing something. And so I got married again about 4 years ago, got pregnant, have a three-year-old now, and we were pregnant about 2 months after we were married. And you know, being single after divorce, that's especially when I really was focused on being thinner, because dating, that's what you need to do, right? You couldn't be overweight and date. And I was online dating a lot and that kind of thing, and working out a lot. And so when I got married and got pregnant, I was really sick, first of all. And something in me just was sick and tired of the obsession. I mean, literally, I was done with the obsession of worrying about what I was eating all the time, worrying about so many aspects of this, of all of that, of just being skinny. And so after I had the baby, I had some depression, I had some stuff too, but I still had this like deep, like desire. Just, I was done with obsession. And I know that that's a part of why the I Love My Body diet came about, because of this. And I've talked about the obsession and stuff, but my point is that, so the last couple of years I've never lost the baby weight. Actually, I've kept on actually how much I weighed even being pregnant. And I want you to know there's been a lot. I have gone through so many different belief awarenesses that I didn't even know I had as I'm moving through this process of having 40, 50, whatever pounds more than I'm used to having on my body after a baby. And I haven't really been exercising that much. I've been focused on working. I don't worry about what I eat as much. I actually have no obsession with food anymore. I actually can go a couple hours without eating, or hours. But this was interesting. So as I've been in this state of a little bit of more overweight, I've been really aware of the comments that people say to me and the comments I hear other people say. And that's what I wanted to talk about a little today. I wanted to just open up the conversation. This isn't to have any major answers. The show today is not for us to get the, you know, the epiphany of all epiphanies today, because I know this is a process. I believe there's so many layers and levels to what we're talking about today. But I did just want to open up conversation around it. And I've hesitated to talk about this. Even doing the I Love My Body diet, I've talked a bit about it. We've done different exercises to get just to love ourselves as is. That's been a big piece of what I wanted, like finding your worth and seeing yourself as you are and loving you as you are. That's been a big thing of what I felt inspired in the I Love My Body diet. But I haven't really had this conversation of what's been personally going on with me as I've been in this higher weight category. And so I was hoping that we could just start talking a little bit about that. Jan, I don't know. I'm just curious, what has been your kind of story, or what's been your thing going on with in your life around the skinny and the extra weight, and maybe your observations in the world that you've seen?
Oh, this is an interesting topic for me, because right now I'm 5'9", and I weigh probably about 145 pounds. My typical average weight is 130, and that's my pre-pregnancy weight. There's been times where the heaviest I've ever been when I was not pregnant has been 150 pounds, okay? So I know that most people are like, oh, that's ideal. But even at that, I compare myself to my sisters. I compare myself to everyone else. I compare myself, even though, you know, I may appear thin to people. I have this, oh my gosh, I have to lose 10 pounds, right? I need to get back down. If I can be 135, then I will be completely fine and happy, and that's where I like my body at. And I have all these clothes sitting in my closet that I can't wear and that aren't comfortable. And I have been on this holistic weight release challenge group that I've stuck to, and I've been in that for about a year. And it's funny because the more it seems like the more I try to focus on it, that I actually have gained weight since I've been in that group. And I think a lot of it is I've had to let go and just be like, okay, I'm okay where I'm at. You know, I'm okay at this weight, and I will just wear my yoga pants and claim, you know, my yoga and just love my body no matter where I'm at. And yes, I know that I think you have a really good point, Jen, that because there's been times in my life where I got down to really, really thin. I was 120 pounds after my mom died, and it was like, okay, this is gross. This is just not healthy. And I tried to gain weight. I started eating more food and eating garbage food to try to gain weight because I knew it was not healthy, and it was not. I would be like dizzy all the time and passing out. And so I think that there's definitely a fine line. I have family members that are have eating disorders, and you know, I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's a societal thing. But again, how much, there's been times in my own life too where I'm like, oh, I don't know what to eat and I can't make a green smoothie right now, so I'll just wait and not eat until I can make something that I think is healthy. And so then my body doesn't get the fuel it needs. So I don't know.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts and opinion. It's funny because 145 for me, I'm 5'8", or actually now I'm like 5'7½". I shrunk, but I'm already shrinking. I'm 41, but 145 is like when I did my major detoxes, I'm talking like I would do those 3 weeks. I never got to 3 weeks, but I usually did like four. I did 17 days. I did 14 days where I do juicing, no fruit, only vegetable juice, like one or two a day. And then I did these soups pureed with no salt, no nothing. And it's a 21-day detox. It's absolutely amazing. Martha's Vineyard. Love it, love it, love it. It's one of my favorites. I felt so amazing. I did colonics during the big one, like 11 colonics. I was like, or 9 colonics or something. I loved it. And this is when I was single, too, in my divorce time. But it was interesting because I got down to about 142. And people were saying, Jen, you look, like, not good. Like, people were telling me then that my face gets super skinny. My neck gets super skinny. I get skinny in different areas, right, where it's like it's very apparent. And so because usually when you're an athlete, you know, I was about 150 to 160 is like a really good weight for me because I'm really solid and I have a lot of muscle mass. And so I'm able to hold that weight. Right now I'm about 200. And so, but it's interesting. I love that you're talking about it because, again, weight is also, I mean, we can go into a whole nother conversation about weight. But this is this is what I wanted to bring up too. Oh gosh, there's so much to talk about. I know what this, you guys. But one of the things that I really wanted to focus on too was these sayings that people say. So these are, I'm just going to throw some out right here, okay? Because one of the things I've noticed is that people, first of all, let's just say people will come up, or you know, people, my family, or people that whatever, and they've seen me thinner, and they, my family really is about dieting a lot. Like it's constantly a conversation. Every time we get together, it's about what are we eating or what's going on. You know what I mean? And it's just a habit. It's just what part of our family conversation, because we all like to eat a lot too. My family's a big eating family, which is good. I like that. But it's interesting, not just family, but even just people that know me really well. I notice that they'll be talking about, you know, kind of like not saying it directly, but, oh yeah, this diet's been really good. And I found that this works and kind of talking to me like, I can tell that they're trying to kind of edge in. Maybe you should do this, Jen, or you know what, I've been doing this. What do you think about, what are you thinking about this? Or you know what I'm saying? Like literally the conversations are so obvious to me of what they're doing. And I'm sitting there and I can get really triggered with this stuff. So I'll sit there and I'm just thinking, what is the need? And I thought, really, why are they feeling the need of me? And then me saying, nah, I'm really not into diets right now. I say it to people. I don't care. I don't want diets right now. I have no interest in diets. I am letting myself just go with the flow, figure stuff out, and just every day. And it really gets people fluttered. They don't know what to do at that point because they're looking at me going, well, Jen, you're 50 pounds overweight or whatever. Obviously, you know, there's something not right here. Something's not right in your brain right now. You know, something is not clicking right if you're, like, not wanting to diet and you're 50 pounds overweight. And then I listen to people, you know, just friends and people around or whatever, just observing again over the last couple of years. People say, oh, my gosh, she looks so great. Look, she lost, like, 20 pounds. Look how great she looks. Holy cow, she looks awesome. Oh, I'm so glad that she did that. She's needed that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, oh, my gosh, she's, I don't know. It's like, and that I'll say, I've heard that a lot, you know. Or, oh, she would look so much better if she just lost, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20 pounds. And it's so funny because people, I don't think, even realize what they're doing when they're saying these things. I don't even think they get, but what's underneath all of that, right? Like, what's really going on underneath that we view somebody as better looking if they have 20 pounds off of them or if they have 40 pounds off of them? Something, I don't know how many people are on.
Huh? There's a couple. It just reminds me of Marla. Every time I think about weight, I think about Marla and her sweet, sweet story and how incredibly beautiful she is and how much she just loves herself and how she's had to learn and fight through all of that negative talk her whole life to find her own beauty and find her own value and worth.
Well, Jen, it's funny because I brought up a Facebook message because we had a conversation around this on one of the shows, and she didn't get a chance to finish because her phone died out. And so she actually said, Jen, this was from another call, and she said, Jen, I wanted to finish telling you why I think several of us are, because I mentioned it's interesting on the I Love My Body diet, some people have gained some weight on the I Love My Body diet, and that'll freak people out, right? Like you said, you're in this holistic weight loss. And this is what she said. She said, I think that it is truly so we can love ourselves. I think it is so we truly can let go of the worldly view of self-love. So when you say in full honesty, I love myself as is, you can say in full honesty. And this is giving me chills right now because this is true. I believe that this is what I'm learning right now. I know that God is helping me see things that I would not have been able to see if I didn't let go of the obsession. If I did not let go of that obsession, I wouldn't even be observing what's going on in a way that doesn't even trigger me anymore. Like, certain things don't trigger me anymore. I'm just watching, and then I'm able to vocalize what's really going on with me, and I see the triggers that are coming up for other people. And, but I love that you just brought her up, and I feel like I can share this, what she just shared, because she wanted to share it on the show. And if somebody wants to share too, but I want to share this other little thing. It's so funny. Okay, so everyone, my 3-year-old daughter, sometimes we take showers together. She's so cute, because and I usually sit in the shower. So she'll sit and play, and I sit, and I sometimes will do a little meditation. But the shower is like my place and my thank you place, and also it's our connection space. So we'll just kind of connect in there. I really look in her eyes. I wash her hair. It's just a fun little spot for us. But it's funny. So I'm naked. She's naked, and she's behind me, and I have this mole. This is so, like, personal. I have this mole on my butt. Okay, it's on the top part of my butt, and she's, like, trying to find my mole. She's, like, where? She's trying to see my mole. And, she's not trying to find it. She's seen my mole. And so she's sitting there behind me, my bum. She's looking right at my butt. Okay, so this is – and honestly, like, at first I'm like, yeah, this is weird. Like, she's right there on my butt. We're in the shower. Meaning what – and the reason why I was coming up with, like, I was thinking this is what's so crazy about this. With my 3-year-old, I'm sitting there for a second thinking – she's going to see my, like, she's seeing my butt, and it's huge, and there's cellulite on it right now. Literally, that's what I'm thinking. My 3-year-old. And that's what came to my mind. And you know what came to me, Jan? This is what was so awesome. In that moment, I caught myself, and I thought, okay, she's my 3-year-old. And then I stopped my voices, and I listened to my baby. I listened to her, and I just felt her look, pointing and touching my mole and just talking. She had no clue about, she had no clue about my butt, the cellulite on my butt. She was not paying attention to that at all. She wasn't paying attention to the whiteness of my butt, to maybe the little varicose, those little spider veins that might be on my butt some places now because of the weight. That girl was just checking out my mole, and she was just so right there present. And you know what? It hit me. That's what I want to be doing now. That's what we've lost. That's what we've lost. There is so many automatic habitual judgments of cellulite and big. It's an automatic thing for us in society. And that girl just showed me, this was just like last week, showed me that no, actually, this is how you should be thinking about your body. And I'm not even joking. It was like this amazing feeling inside. I was like, it came and it went really fast. I'm going to be honest, but it was like, oh, I can just be me without like any judgment at all.
You could just have a body and not have it be, not have it be anything. It's just what it is.
My beautiful, yeah, it's my body.
Yeah.
It's my, and I, at that moment when I felt her just being with my body, it was like my body had no, I mean, I didn't even really see it as beautiful. I just saw it as this that was mine, and I was connected to it. That's the thing. I was connected to it. When I'm judging it, I am so disconnected from my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the whole I Love My Body diet came. Again, this wasn't for me. I would not be doing the I Love My Body diet because I didn't learn. I was learning it in the moment. I've been learning it moment by moment as I've been going through this with everybody in the last year. Jan, is there anybody that has a little question mark that's wanting to
I
share?
I don't see any question marks.
Okay, so if anybody is wanting to share, get involved in the discussion, you have some thoughts. Again, even if it's contrary to what we're talking, I don't even know what would be contrary to what we're talking about, but just stuff that you might be feeling or thinking, maybe your own beliefs that are showing up right now, push one and Jan will pop you on and you can start discussing. I can't even see what time it is. There we go. Jan, do you have any other thoughts on?
I had one and it kind of went away. I know that there's an exercise in the I Love My Body diet that, well, there's so many of them, but there was one in particular that was coming to my mind. And I don't know, maybe it was the naked in the mirror or naked in front of your husband. I don't know. There's
mm-hmm.
a couple of them where
mm-hmm.
you actually just have to sit and look at your body and the shifts that happen in that space, just knowing that you have to learn to love. And I remember the first time I did it, looking at myself and be like, oh, yuck. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
stomach. How many people, every time I go through this, like, or we have them pick out what's the thing that you don't like on your body? What's the thing you know, you hate the most about your body? How many of us, it's our stomach. Like, so many people
mm-hmm.
hate their stomachs, and we think we need to have this flat stomach. Well, I've never had a flat stomach. I've always had an abundance of skin on my stomach, and I've never had a six pack. I've never been toned, but I'll tell you what, I've had four kids and I don't have any stretch marks because I've had the abundance of skin on my stomach. And it's like when we start to see our body as the gifts that they are and what they were created to do, I don't know, it just becomes such a beautiful thing. We do have someone that wants to talk now. Oh, no, they went off.
Oh, sometimes.
Oh, I do. We do. We have someone.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it kind of clicks.
Okay, so I'm going to click.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hi, this is Theresa.
Hi, beautiful Theresa.
Hey, I couldn't not share. I just love how authentically you're sharing. This is like a big deal, and I feel like I've experienced gaining weight, and I've had a lot of judgment about that. I'm like, no, it's supposed to be loving my body and just to fall off because I've experienced that before. So
mm-hmm.
it's perfect because, yeah, we are. It's crazy how all those judgments like are automatically there, and I'm fighting those. I'm like, I don't want to think like that. I don't want to judge someone just because of their body because that's, you know.
Mm.
So I love that you're being so authentic and talking about this because it's like no one talks about this.
Well, and Theresa, I remember when you were on a vacation with your family. I was falling in love with you already, but I really fell in love with you during that time. Remember you were sharing those videos
when I wore
and you
my
were
bikini,
like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, and you were just
that
like,
really
oh
cool.
No, it was the way you were coming across on your videos, and just, I mean, you could feel your connection with your body. It's like, it was like this love story. I mean, really, mm-hmm. it was, you know? And so what are your thoughts on, like, because I've had the same thing, especially through this process of I Love My Body Diet and being in this community. And that's where I know I'm at right now. It's like there's different phases we go through, right? And so,
definitely.
Yeah, so for you, you had those moments. And so where are you at right now, or what are you doing right now to get back to that or to feel that? Or are you? Maybe you're doing it a lot.
I'm kind of at a loss right now. Actually, right now I'm in the waiting room at the chiropractor.
Oh, nice.
I'm giving myself some self-love with some acupuncture and just trying to settle back into that space. And I actually hung out with some friends last night, and it was like a fun group of girls who like are super open and authentic with each other, and just felt so like one of those authentic moments where you're just being girls and complimenting each other, and like none of us are perfect bodies or what you think that's supposed to look like, and it was so fun and refreshing. So this was really healing. Just, I've kind of just been working so much at home, so it's good to do more social.
Well, so being, so for you, maybe being with, just being really authentic with people helps, do you think? Is that something
definitely,
for you that supports you?
Definitely, for sure, for sure. I think I'd start dying when I'm not authentic or when I don't have a safe place to voice and physically be in a space. So.
Well, I know the first month of the I Love My Body, that's probably my, because that was the first, we only had 30 days when we started the I Love My Body Diet in December. And when I went through it the first time, because I went through it, it came through me, and then I went through it the first time in December with everybody else and sharing those videos. And I remember my first video, and it was so funny because I also have this stuff with my husband and all the pornography and the sexual addiction stuff.
Yep.
And it's like, so then you're dealing with like all the lust and all this weird stuff.
Me too.
Yeah, and then I was dealing with the jealousy of my husband, so he would be, like, we go out in public, and he was tripping, and we had to work through all, we've been working through that stuff for years. So this, doing this, and actually videoing, I remember I was in my towel, or I don't even think I was sitting there naked doing a video. Obviously, you didn't see my naked, but you saw I was showing my face and, like, above my chest. But just to do the first video in a private group, it was a private group, but to do
right.
that video, knowing I was naked, in front of her, oh my gosh, I can remember this moment, the feeling that was of just sitting there naked doing a video and telling people what I just experienced with the naked in the mirror, you know, exercise.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
I know, but it's like so funny. So that first month, we only had the 30 days, and these exercises, if you really go and really allow yourself, for instance, doing the videos, again, that's when I look at your videos when you were in that space in your vacation, Theresa, the videos are powerful. We talk about video healing. I mean, it really does, because it's like this whole level of exposure of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you don't have to stand there naked, but it's in a controlled environment. And like you said, there's a support of all of a sudden you're seeing other women doing it. You're like, holy cow, wait a minute. I can do this and I can face some of this stuff. Maybe and you go deeper. Like there's no way not to. If you don't do things like that.
Thanks for reminding me of that. I just want to go back and watch my videos now. Yeah.
I know. I'm glad. Actually, you should. That's because those were good. Those are awesome. I love those. I wish we could actually, it's like those are the kind of things I want to document somehow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anyone else because I don't have the back office, Jan. Was there anyone else ahead?
No, there's nobody else ahead.
Okay. That's fine, because sometimes I know people are doing stuff. For instance, Theresa, we'll check her out. She's in the chiropractor's waiting office. And
I know, right?
I love it.
I'm going to get off, so I'll go in.
Well,
see ya.
And then you can just bye, Theresa. I love you. Thanks for being on. But, Jan, you know, I mean, again, we're kind of all over the place because this is really about discussion, but I did want to just say, again, open the discussion, because I think that starting to talk about this more and more, like Theresa said, a lot of people aren't talking about it. It's like, I mean, I even watch, again, I know if you're four, like Marla, you know, being 400 pounds and obviously that's probably not the best thing for her health physically, you know, or there's things I know being 50 pounds overweight that probably going to affect me. But this is the deal. I'm starting to find is that where really is even all the health issues coming from? You know what I mean?
I'm
really,
right.
Where I'm observing that right now. Like, I'm really going, okay, is not even just my, not my weight, forget about my weight, is why I'm feeling like crap today, is it my emotional state?
Mm.
And usually people say it's because your food you're eating or your body is this way, and that's why your emotional state is that way. I get it. We've learned that, right? That's something we've learned for years and years and
absolutely.
Years. We've heard it over and over again. But what if we come at it in at the opposite way of going, okay, emotionally, what if I got my emotions more balanced, like we talked about on Monday, and our brains, like we talked about on Friday, and started working on those things, not worrying about our weight as much? I mean, that's really what we're doing tonight on My Body Diet, right?
Right. Well, it's interesting, too. The thing that I just thought of is I posted in the I Love My Body Diet alum, there was this thing that was actually posted in the Holistic Weight Release Challenge group about seven different things that you can do to help your weight. And the thing, the very last one, number seven, was emotional detox. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how many people hang on to emotional stuff and they don't realize that it's weighing them down physically, it weighs them down emotionally, mentally. That creates weight on our body, that creates stress on our body. And how many times have we seen reports out there say stress is a killer, stress is the number one reason for this and this and this disease. And that's it. It's balance. It's a balancing act. Yes, eating healthy, we need to fuel our bodies. That's super important. Exercising helps everything in our bodies move. It helps our bodies the way that they were created. But it doesn't mean that we have to go out and run a marathon, you know. It means that we just need to honor our bodies and honor the way they were created and recognize and realize that there's a lot more to it. It's all about finding the balance and, you know, really being in tune and aware with ourselves and with our higher power and following the inspirations that we have. If we feel like crap, like right now I have this nasty head cold. Well, I haven't taken any medicines for it. I've done essential oils, but I've allowed myself to rest because I know if I take, you know, Dayquil or whatever, then I'll just be powering through my day, but I won't be really honoring my body and allowing it what it needs to heal and rest. And one thing, as I had posted out there, that I had been struggling, Joyce, who's been on the show, had mentioned, you know, a lot of times 99.9% of colds are because there is emotional things that are blocking there. You have trapped emotions. And so if that can cause a cold, if trapped emotions can plug up your system emotionally, physically, then how many more of these things, if we can emotionally detox ourselves, how much freer would we be able to move in our lives physically? You know, it's just that whole balance is so interesting to me.
I'll tell you what, I know with tennis, it's been really interesting because I play tennis with all three of my kids. Meadow, I was really sick with this last baby. And this is when I, too, like I said, I was juicing every morning. I had my vegetable juice and I had my pink grapefruit juice every morning. And I still felt like crap. There was a lot of stuff going on in my marriage, a lot of emotional stuff that I was dealing with in my marriage and new marriage. And I knew I'd be dealing with that. But the interesting thing is I played I'm not joking, like 3 to 4 hours of tennis a day being pregnant.
Wow.
At around, I don't know, 3-4 months until I had her. And the thing is my body, I'd watch my body and I've watched it since as I play tennis, because tennis is a good gauge for me. Because I used to just be able to, I could play for hours and I had tons of energy. I play hard, you know. And it's really interesting because I was working through emotional stuff as I'd play tennis. And I had my knee went bad because I was, you know, almost 200 pounds with a baby in there. And I was, but I still, like, I was playing because it helped me. But it's interesting, as I play now, still with this weight, there are some days where emotionally I am just whacked out, overwhelmed, whatever it is. And I can play, I mean, I can't move. I can hardly move. And it's not even what I ate in the morning. I usually eat the same thing. But if I'm, like, feeling either really fiery, meaning my emotions are just, like, you know, on fire and they're kind of, like, in that space, or I'm feeling really happy, or I have a very clear value goal intention that I set that day or around tennis, my body usually will respond just how it needs to. I can get to balls. People will be like, holy crap, how did you get that? And I'm like, and I've seen videos of me now playing tennis, and my body looks like it shouldn't be able to get stuff like that right now. You know, not that I'm huge, but I mean, it is, it's a bigger body. It's not an athletic looking body right now. But my point is really how much are our emotions, are our mind, what are they really doing to us? And again, going back to like society and just what we've learned, how programmed are we really? Like, are we willing to really, really look at the programming that we are dealing with in our beings? I mean, really look at this stuff.
Very good question.
And I think that's really what I really believe that's what the I Love My Body Diet, I think that's why I was inspired. I know God inspired this I Love My Body Diet program, and it is for us to just have a space to start observing, to start connecting, to start going, oh, wait a minute, this isn't true. This isn't truth. But I thought it was for the last 20, 30, 40 years of my life. And where else are you going to get that? There's not a lot of spaces you can really be in to get that kind of capacity to start delving into this. So I don't know if anybody else has to share. We can actually get off now. Is there any last thoughts, Jan, before we get off? And I'm so grateful you helped with this. I appreciate it.
Just one last thought I had. In being in the Holistic Weight Release Challenge group, Lisa Kendall is the one that runs the group, bless her, and she has started this extra little group. So we were going to do this group where people that wanted an extra incentive could pay $10, and we would have this set of little list of things that we were going to do every day, and you get points for each thing that you're going to do. And the incentive is the person with the most points gets the money. So there was about 14 people that signed up. So that's $140. And it's amazing to me how many people, myself included, couldn't do. And the things that were on the group, or the things that were on our little, are that we get points for, things like reading scriptures or a good book for 15 minutes every day, getting 20 minutes of exercise, drinking water, eating 5 vegetables a day. It's not anything crazy, you know. It's just
creating
interesting
new habits.
Little things like that.
Little
right,
habits.
Creating new habits. And just as people check in, like most of the group has been dropping out. And it just goes back to, again, habits and thoughts and, you know, what is in your head that's telling you can't do this or you're too busy or, you know, making yourself a lower priority, whether it be creating those healthy habits or just, I don't know, is it addiction?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's so much there. Or is it self-sabotage, which is basically just, you know, negative voices in your head, that negative self-talk, telling yourself you're not worthy or you don't have time or so much to think about around that. But.
Well, and I mean, I'll just mention one thing. I think one of the things is we're wrong. That if we have extra weight, we're wrong. Something's wrong with us.
Right.
And people, it's not that people want to be right. People just want to be.
Right.
We want to just be. We don't want to, I think that's what's going on right now in the world it is a revolution. There's a revolution going on of being connected and just being us and start seeing things. And again, we want to see truth. We want truth. We get that there's truth in being healthy. We get there's truth in drinking water. We get that there's all this stuff. But the reality is it's gone to such an extreme now where if you don't do those things, something's really wrong with you. Right.
That's a really good point. I love that, Jen.
I'm hearing you talk, I'm hearing you talk, and I'm thinking, what? I mean, really, that's what's coming to me, is we're wrong.
And so
and I'm tired of being wrong about my weight and my looks and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of feeling like I have to wear something to appease everybody else around me. What I mean? I'm just, when is it going to stop? When am I going to stop myself?
I love, love, love that. It's just learning to be okay with where you are now. And you're not wrong. And it's learning to listen to your body and what does your body need. Does it need 20 minutes of exercise? Do you need to go out and run? Do you need to sleep for 20 more minutes? You know, it's learning to be authentic and listening to your true self and finding what you need to do for you, because it's not going to be the same for everyone, right?
What if you did something in your holistic group, Jan, just an idea of just what you said. What if every day the challenge was you gave a list of 10 things and then people could add more stuff to listen. You said, listen to your body today. What does it need? And just do what it needs. And that's where you get the point. Every day.
Love
and that's all
that.
They have to do.
That is awesome, Jen. I'm totally going to bring that up.
Yeah, because I think that's where we're going. I think that's where everybody, I really believe a lot of women are wanting that. That's why, and I think with I Love My Body Diet, and again, I'm going to just say really quick, and you can send this recording. I'm going to put this around and put it on Twitter and stuff. I hope people listen to this because Jan is starting a group today. You can still get into a group today. It's 3 months. Again, we ask that you know, we're going to give you these three workbooks. I'm actually thinking just every month we're going to send you the workbook in the email. But then also we're going to have it in the files in the private Facebook group. So you have the option of the private Facebook group to interact in there. If you don't want to interact a lot, that's totally fine. But again, we feel like that's the best way of really getting this. But if you want to join Jan's group and be involved in that for the next 3 months, again, just what you can do, what you feel you can do. But I highly recommend just getting started. Just test it out. $75 a month to test it out. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Even one exercise can change your perception of you. One exercise is worth, like, I think, thousands and thousands of dollars, in my opinion, when you get it, right?
Absolutely.
Because it does shift you. And so Jan's doing it. Jan is absolutely amazing. Any last thoughts on that real quick, Jan, before we get off in your group?
Nope. Just, yeah, come hang out with us. It's life-changing. Join us on our journey.
Awesome.
That's what I call it. This is the next step in my journey. We'll take you wherever you need to go in yours. So,
I love that. All right, Jan. Well, thank you so much for being the help, helping me with the back. And we will talk to you guys again Friday. We actually have Melody, who's going to be on talking. She's an alumni, but she's going to be talking to us. And I'm totally blanking right now what she's going to be talking to. This is fine. Whatever. She is going to be on. I'll put it around. But so grateful that she's going to be experienced. She's been helping those people that are are coming in.
Yeah, refugees. She works
with refugees.
Yes. She's amazing. You'll love Melody.
Yes, she's working with refugees, and she has some really amazing stories and stuff. So she's going to share some of what she's been experiencing with us on Friday, which I think will be so great. Okay, everyone, love yourself. Love your body. You're worth it. Your body is perfect, and we are truly on a beauty revolution, let me tell you. For sure. That's what we're doing. So thank you. And then you can just push end episode, Jan, if you want to. Does it say that?
Yep.
And then also end episode, and then it'll say.